Eric Fischel is the juror for this year's 64 Arts exhibit at the Buchanan Center for the Arts. Fischel lives and works on Long Island. He traveled to Monmouth for the exhibit's opening reception. The works he chose for 64 Arts tie in with his national initiative, America, Now and Here, which aims to use the arts to encourage civil conversations rather than the type of talk he hears too often.
The way we're relating to each other is coming out of anger, fear, frustration, but we're not addressing the emotions that are going with it. Instead, they're being couched in polemics, dogma, rhetoric. You know, to me, there's no truth in it. They're just that. And so I was feeling that if you get artists to talk about things that are meaningful to them about America, and you invite an audience to come in who shares the same space, they share America, and have feelings and thoughts and memories and stuff. Because art is a nonverbal communication, it triggers other parts of our memory and our experience and our emotions, and I think in a way reveals how we're more connected to each other than we are separated from each other. So,
what sort of conversations do you envision these pieces starting?
Well, it's about sharing. So I think it's people will see, you know, either things that they identify with or things that trigger memories for them of other places, other people, other events that give them feelings, good feelings, hard feelings, whatever, but they won't feel alone in their when those feelings are triggered, because they're triggered by somebody who has those feelings as well and was sharing them.
Did it trigger memories for you?
Every time I look at art, it triggers memories, yeah. I mean, that's the nature of being an artist, is that you kind of live in that realm.
When you serve as a juror for a show such as this, what do you get out of it? Do you learn something when you judge other people's work?
Yeah, it's not something I do all the time, so it's, you know, this is pretty fresh to me. But I definitely learned something. In order to be a juror, I bring what I know, what I believe in terms of standards are, things like that, to apply to the work in general. But then what happens is you see stuff that, you know, you think, wow, I never thought of that, or hadn't seen it that way, or, you know, because the artists are showing you new things. So.
Things that you might incorporate into your work?
No, not so much that, just other ways of seeing things. You know, I think one of the things you want from art is you want to see something that moves you, because you feel you understand the experience of it and you connect to it that way. But then when you walk out the door, you want to see the world through that experience. You know, the great artists have changed the way you actually see the world, whether it's, you know, Grant Wood or Edward Hopper or Michelangelo, or, you know, you name it. It's like when you walk out the door, you start to see the world differently, and that's the best experience you can have from art.
So what's next for you?
I just go back home, back into my studio, back into my world.
And what will you be working on in that world?
I'm just submitted a manuscript to the publisher for a memoir that I wrote, and which hopefully will come out in 2013. And I'm starting back into painting and stuff like that.
Anything in particular you're working on with your painting?
Too early to say.
Eric Fischel is an artist whose work has been seen around the world. He's the juror for this year's 64 Arts exhibit at the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. The show remains on display through October 13th. Fishel hopes people will check out the show, immerse themselves in it, and start some civil conversations. Rich Ugger reporting.